Ohio State Patrol data shows the number of pedestrian crashes have gone up every year since 2013. In Kentucky, the numbers have gone up and down. Many of these accidents happen in crosswalks. Fort Thomas Police Officer Nicholas Hoffman says often both the driver and the pedestrian are at fault.
I think it's a lot to do with distracted drivers. Cell phones, doing whatever, you know, reaching back with the kids, you know, putting makeup on, shaving, I've seen it all. But I think, too, some responsibility lies on the pedestrian as well, making sure it's safe to cross. Still, parents need to tell their kids to look both ways, even at a crosswalk.
Lieutenant Brian Norris of the Cincinnati Traffic Unit adds these increases in pedestrian accidents are due to more cars as well as more people being on the street.
The upswing in the pedestrian crashes are due to people being out a lot more. Bike riding, walking, hiking, exercising, but then also in addition to that, just trying to get from A to B.
In general, pedestrians have the right of way in a crosswalk, but are not legally protected when they walk out in front of a car. Steve Magus is a personal injury lawyer specializing in bike and pedestrian accidents. He says an Ohio law governing crosswalks changed in 2013, making life more dangerous for pedestrians.
In theory, you know, you should be able to cross at that intersection, even if it's an unmarked crosswalk. But the law, with this law about stepping out, and what is an imminent danger and all of that is very confusing. It would be nice just to have a rule that you could read it and follow, but in reality, if you get hit, all the actions are going to be interpreted by a court 6 months or a year later.
Northside is one area that is taking action on behalf of pedestrians because they've had some serious incidents. Here's Magus again.
In Northside here, they had a pedestrian run down. The car goes too fast for conditions. It's difficult to get the city to police the speed, and we know speed kills.
One resident set out colorful flags at busy crosswalks for pedestrians to wave to alert vehicles when they want to cross the street. One of those pedestrians is Emily Diefendorf.
Whenever I cross, if there's the flags, because they have them on both sides, so if there are any flags in there, I use them. You know, I have two little kids, so I want to make sure we stay safe.
A report to Cincinnati City Council earlier this year shows police are issuing fewer citations in pedestrian-related incidents. Instead, the department is focusing on problem areas. Lieutenant Norris says sometimes a lack of officers at the traffic unit leaves some pedestrian-heavy areas unpoliced.
We're trying to cover the surface streets and help out in the districts as best we can. On slower days on the expressway, we're able to.
For cars and people to coexist happily, Magus says pedestrians need to band together like bikers do.
But pedestrians are not an organized body. They don't advocate effectively, you know, bicyclists and motorcyclists as well. They have fairly effective groups that are speaking for them.
Cincinnati Riding or Walking Network, also known as Crown, is aiming to be one such community. It's developing a network of 104 miles of multi-use trails and bike lanes in Greater Cincinnati, including Northern Kentucky, to make getting around safer for people who walk or bike. Money for the project comes from a variety of sources at the local, state, and federal level. Director of Tri-State Trails for Crown, Wade Johnston, says while some people argue that's not a responsible use of public funds, he disagrees.
When you look at making our region stand out as a destination for business development, as a livable place to locate as a resident, it is very apparent that the cities that are investing in having a robust transportation system that includes biking, walking, transit, and increasingly less dependent on the automobile, those are the communities that really stand out. And we want to make Cincinnati one of those cities that stands out.
Johnston says Cincinnati cannot meet the demands of its growing population if it continues to plan communities around the automobile. Still, Crown's vision may not be completed for another 10 to 15 years. For 91.7 WVXU, I'm Kristen Stratman.